First Peter, chapter number 2. I want us to read just a couple of verses here, and then I'll try to bring a thought. Verse number 1, wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious. I want us to think on this thought. As far as for the children of God, how to endure the cares of this world. How to endure this world, period. How to endure this world. You know, it's life is sometimes not an easy thing. Life. All of us that are living from the time we're little till we leave this world, we're going to face many different things. A lot of things very similar that we'll face. But they'll just come to us in different packages. But we'll all face similar things in this race of life. How do we get through this life? How do we make it through this life without stumbling as a child of God? I don't want to stumble, do you? And you and I, we have an adversary, Brother Michael, that wants us to stumble. I mean, wants us to stumble hard. You know, it's not hard to look around and see the condition that the world is in, to see the sin, to see the suffering, to see the pain that the world is in. And we're in this world, we're not of it. But we're still affected by those things. We suffer in this world. We have to deal with sin in this world. We live shoulder to shoulder with the evil that is in this world. It's all around us. How do we live as God's children in a world like this without falling, stumbling, wrecking? Peter has a starting place, I guess what you could say. And it's a most important starting place. And it's not just a starting place, it's the continual fuel for our strength. It's something that you and I will never get away from. I want you to notice what he said. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. Now, I want us to look at this in light of
two categories of people. He says, as newborn babes. No doubt there were some newly born again children of God he was talking to. He said, as newborns, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. But now, after you've been saved a while, you're not a babe anymore, but you can still, as a newborn babe would, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow. You see, the milk is for our lifetime growth. And he said, as newborn babes desire it. You know how a newborn babe desires milk? Every time we have a grandchild, I am reminded they only have one way of letting you know that they're hungry. Oh! Hey! Milk time! Hey! They will cry out until that bottle hits their lip. You can try to fake them with a passy, and that'll only last so long. Because they're like, it's not taking away the pain, the emptiness. And I'm telling you, it'll get worse and worse and worse until that milk comes. And Peter is saying, as newborn babes desire. He's not only saying, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word. He's saying, as newborn babes desire. How they desire it. They can't live without it. And they can't. Listen, there's nothing else that they can digest. You could try to give them a lot of things, but their body does not know how to digest it at that point. Am I right about that, moms? They can't receive it. All it'll do is just mess them up on the inside. Why? They can't digest it yet. They're not ready to receive that. Jesus, the Bible says in the scripture, he spoke in cities and towns as they were able to receive it. There are some things some people can receive, others, they're not ready to receive it. And it's because they're babes. But then there's you and I. Listen, if you've been saved for a long time, you've been a Bible student, it doesn't mean that you quit the milk. He's saying you need to keep desiring the milk like you did when you was a newborn babe. I can remember as a newborn babe. I can remember when I was first saved, just under my first 2 years, especially when God got to dealing with me about preaching. I never really had a personal Bible of my own. But I had one. I probably got it down at the dollar store. And, it was just one of those regular, it just give you the words. That was it. No references, no study notes, nothing deep, but it was the Bible. It was a King James Bible. That was enough. But when I got to getting hungry, I wanted to invest in a good study Bible. Something that I could reference other scriptures and you know, and let it take me to other places and other books in the Bible to where I could begin to grow. And when I got that first study Bible, I'm telling you, it was just like nothing I'd ever had. It was my food. It was my milk. It was precious to me. It was precious to me. And listen, that's what it is. It is precious to us. When it is your life source, and you know it is, you can feel it, because without it, you're starving. Without it, you're hungry. Without it, you get all messed up. And you know you need it. You need it. You may not even realize why you need it, but you know you need it. And babies don't know why they need the milk, but they know they need it. But he tells us, in order for you and I to live in an evil world and to be able to desire God's word, in other words, you and I, we've got to look to the Lord. We can't trust in ourselves, Brother Ronnie. We cannot trust in our own strength. We cannot look to our own ways. The Bible tells us so, that we cannot look to ourselves. We must look to the Lord. And Peter is saying, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the Word, God's holy Word, that you may grow thereby. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious. Listen, the only way it's going to help you is if you really know the Lord. If you're really born again. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious. Do you know of the Lord's grace? He's gracious. Have you tasted of His grace? Do you know what His grace is about? That God would forgive you, a sinner who is undeserving, and wash your sins away and make you a child of God. If that's happened to you and you've tasted the Lord's grace, you can desire His Word. It'll be natural to you. It'll be natural to you. Just like a babe being born, it's natural to cry out for that milk. Nothing else. That milk. So, but he says, wherefore laying, we got to lay some things we have to lay aside. There's some things that you and I have to cast off. Some things we have to put away. There's other scriptures that tell us to, you know, cast off and put away among you. And here he's telling us to lay aside these things. What things are they that's hindering us from spiritual growth? I mean, God tells us to grow in grace. He tells us that we'll grow up into an holy temple. Amen. In Malachi, he said we'd grow like calves in a stall. Into Christ in all things. Growing up into Christ in all things. And if these things are not put away, we cannot grow. We're not going to be able to make it from day to day, living shoulder to shoulder with sin and sinners, and suffering and trouble. Because it's hard to live in this world without Him. without the Lord's help, without Him ordering the steps of a good man. In that verse over in Proverbs, the steps of a good man, or maybe in Psalms, steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Do you know what the Bible uses as the Hebrew word for man right there? The steps of a good man. He's talking about a strong man. And when he says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, what he's saying in that verse, partly, is that even a strong man, his steps must be ordered by the Lord. You can't do it yourself. No matter how strong you are, even a strong man must go to the Lord. Samson had to. Look at the mess he got himself into. There were men of David, mighty men, but they needed the Lord to be mighty men. The steps of a good man, a strong man, are ordered by the Lord. We must turn to the Lord. You must look to the Lord for your strength. Lay aside all malice. That's all forms. When he said all malice, these different forms of it. He said laying aside all malice. That's depravity. Different forms of depravity. Badness. Decline. Moral decline. Everything that makes you and I be sinful. We must lay aside malice. All malice. All malice. And all guile. Lay aside all guile. Listen, you know what guile is? It's a trick. It's bait. When I was studying this earlier, it says it is a wile. You know, the Bible warns us about the wiles of the devil. I'm not talking about after a while, W-H-I-L-E. I'm talking about it's a wile, W-I-L-E. It's a trick of the devil. It is bait. It's a cunning stratagem that he employs, or even the world would employ, to cause you to do what they want you to do or to cause you to fall. You know why these commercials, listen, you know why these commercials on TV about all this liquor and beer, you know why they sling it on ice and put them on a beach and throw in a fire and have a big party and everybody's running around. Hey, you know why? Because that's what they want you to do. And that's just a wile of the devil to get you to do that. Look how good that looks. Look how much fun they're having. That's a wile of the devil. Any wile. All guile. You see someone else, listen, that says they're a child of God, they're not living for the Lord just right. And I'll tell you, the devil, he maybe just try to put a big smile on their face while they're living in the world. And the devil will try to knock on your shoulder. Say, look how happy they are. Wouldn't you be so happy to be living like that, to doing that? It's a wile. It's a snare. It's a snare. That's all it is. These things that Satan throws at us, that people throw at us, It's a snare. Brother Milton Taylor preached about this sometime years ago, about how the devil, listen, if he can't get a foothold, he'll be glad to get a toehold. He'll start out with just one. Small, don't matter. Just as long as he can get a hold. He don't have to have it all. Oh, but he'll get there. He'll get there. And Peter is saying, if you're going to live in this world, go through this world full of sin and pain and suffering, if you're going to live in it, Jesus said, I've come that they might have life, that they might have it more abundantly. The Lord wants us to know we can live an abundant life, but we must put these things aside that are baiting us. Hypocrisies, these actings and deceits, these envies, ill will and jealousy, evil speakings, like backbiting, defamation, you know, constantly backbiting another child of God or even someone. Defamation all the time. We should not let those things come from our mouth. You know, someone said years ago, if you don't have nothing good to say, don't say anything at all. That's pretty smart. Now, that's not saying that teachers and preachers shouldn't say something about what's wrong in the world and say something about sin and you know, what happens and warn us of these things. But as far as us living in this world together and with one another and trying to make it through this life, we must lay these things aside. Lay these things aside. And if you can lay these things aside, all of them, and desire the sincere milk of the Word. Do you know the more of God's Word you desire, and the more of this you get in you, the more of that leaves you? You can't help but lay them things aside. His Word will make you spiritual. It will grow you. And listen, we can't be grown and spiritual and we're full of malice and evil speakings. Hypocrisy. What was that you did the other day, Josh? You know, people, they point the finger and you got fingers pointing back at you. Josh was joking around and he said, I got all the fingers pointing at you, Dad. None pointing back at him. But we can't be spiritual and have these things. But as we grow, these things will go. As we grow, they go. Many men of God have said, the more you read God's Word, the more sin leaves your life. The less you read God's Word, the time you put in, the more sin will begin to come in. And it will grab hold of you. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the Word, that you may grow thereby. If so be ye have tasted, the Lord is gracious. This has a lot to do with whether or not our relationship, our foundation is solid. You must be born again. You have to know Christ. Listen, that is the message, that Christ comes into our life and we become newborn. And listen, no matter how long I'm a child of God, I'm always born again. I have been born again. I am a newborn child of God. And that's been going on for almost 33 years. I am a newborn child of God. I am not being a newborn child of God. I am, and you are. We are. Listen, you're born. You're either born or you ain't born. You're not being born. You're either born or you're not. Amen? There are those in this world that are messed up because of their misunderstanding of God's Word. Why? Because they don't desire it. They don't feed on it. He's talking about feeding on God's Word. You and I should feed on God's Word. At every chance, we should desire the sincere milk of the Word. Listen, not just staying at the base. God, give me more. God, help me to see the truth of your word. Listen, there's people that's got Bibles and don't more understand it than the next sinner. You know why? They don't go to it sincerely. They don't go through it and study it. Hunger for it. He's talking about hungering for it. As newborn babes desire, have a hunger. Like a newborn babe, desire the sincere milk that you may grow thereby. You know, he had just got done in chapter 1 talking about how the Word of God purifies our souls, how that we're born again by it, how that it is incorruptible seed of the Word of God, and how that our life is so fleeting, like a flower of grass, it passes away. But how God's Word, listen, how God's Word endures forever. Don't you want to have something in you that endures forever? If you could look at this differently. This is not just a printed book. I hold in my hands the forever Word of God. If 10 billion years were to go by, Brother Ronnie, this would still be true. It will always be true. It is the living, inspired, inerrant Word of God. How precious is that? To be able to get that into... Listen, I'm giving you what Peter said, but it's also it's a personal experience. You that have a relationship with your Bible, you know I'm telling it right. You desire that word and you make it a part of your everyday to feed on it. You know you get to the place you can't go without it. A lot of people can go without it for long periods of time. I worry about that. I'm not saying that you're not saved. I'm saying I worry about that. But if you ever start eating on it, you're not going to be able to do without it. You'll desire it, and you will grow. This is how you'll grow, and this is how you'll keep growing. Again, it's not just to get you started. Well, I've read it. I've read it several times. I know all it's going to say. Oh, no, you don't. This right here will grow you to way past you're an old man or an old woman. You can't outgrow that book. No, 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 no. So, desire it. With a childlike desire. A spiritual desire. Listen, it's not, your flesh ain't going to want it. Don't look for your flesh to want it. But your spirit will. The spirit indeed is willing. It's willing to pray. It's willing to drink the milk. But the flesh is weak. Amen. Don't live a life of spiritual immaturity. Some people, they may be saved. They've been saved for 40 years. And they're as immature today as they was the day they got saved. They may be in church, but boy, I'm telling you, they get their feelings hurt so easy. And talk about more people than you have in the church. There's people like that. And you love them and you go on. Amen. You love them and you go on. You pray for them. You hope they grow. You hope they grow. In all the years that I've preached and pastors, I don't know what the people that's in heaven. I really pray and hope they're in heaven. I don't have doubts that they're in heaven. But they were just like babes. They were just like babes. The whole time I knew them, they were like babes. Like you've got Pampers and baby powders all the time with you. Grow. Grow in this Word. Grow in this Word. You can stand on your own two feet. And you'll endure. You will endure through this world with strength from the Lord. You'll know it's coming from Him. It's coming from His Word. Your strength comes from Him. You're not going in the energy of your flesh, and you'll find you've got more victory in your life than you've ever had. Let me ask you something. If we jumped in the ring right now, the heavyweights, how far? I know I wouldn't last. I'd be the first one knocked out. Get one of them big heavyweights. They're in shape and everything. But if the Lord gave me strength, they wouldn't be able to touch me. Like David and Goliath. That Goliath, he thought for sure, I'm going to feed you to the birds. I mean, he was just chawing at the bits. This little guy come out here and disgrace him that way. I'm gonna put my spear through you. I mean, I'm gonna make come out here like that. David, he knew that that giant had a lot of strength. And he said, you come to me more or less with all your strength. Your swords, your shield, your spear, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts. And all it took was the strength of the Lord and one little smooth stone. Amen. I'm saying you'll find more victory in your life trusting the Lord. You study David's life right there. He had to get all the malice between him and his brothers out of the way. He had to let them know he wasn't down there to make nobody jealous. He wasn't down there because he was jealous of them. He said, there's a cause. There's a cause. That's why he was there. I'm just here as the servant of the Lord. He'd been serving God in his father's sheep. He'd been serving God by obeying his father and bringing that cheese and wine to his brothers. And he's going to serve God, go out on that field and sling that stone and hit that giant. All from the Lord. Came from the Lord. Came from the Lord. Desire. Desire. The sincere milk of the Word that you may grow thereby. It's not going to happen until you do that. Listen, you can hear this, but if you ever, if you just close your Bible, take it home, put it on the desk, and you don't open it up till Sunday, you're not going to grow. I don't care how much preaching you listen to, how much singing you listen to, how many meetings you go to. God wants you to have a relationship with Him in this book. It's good. I love going to meetings, going here and preaching. Amen. I love it. Listening to good gospel singing on the radio. And I love it. I go all the time trying to listen to somebody, mostly Oliver B. Green, Martin Lloyd-Jones. I got him from Brother Milton Taylor. I've been listening to him. I love those old men of God. God wants me to open my eyes and open this book. Open your eyes and open this book and open your heart. Feed on God's Word, and you'll grow. Amen. All right, I'm done this evening.